Thanks for the intro, Dramatics. That is my original theme there. And you're listening to Outside the Pizza Box, located at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison, Devil Radio, and then also 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw, Kakaw, and several other stations. And I don't know if we're on them today, but I'll have to get that list just in case. But we don't have enough time. It's the fastest hour on radio.
Hey, you're on all the stations, man. They put Pizza Box Mike on all the stations.
That's awesome.
Yeah, bro. I look at that list. It's like all the stations everywhere.
You know, I'm probably going to have to make an effort to reach out to all those different areas at some point.
You got to get up.
Let them know I'm coming to town and just want to meet some people and say hello.
Get over to the RC. You got to get up to Amory. We got to get, you know, Wausau Bull Falls Radio.
Hey, man, I am Wisconsin.
I know.
If people do not know, that's, you know, this is where I have been from the start. And when you let your hair grow like this, you know, I feel more native, like just natural. Huh? That's what native means, to be natural. And, you know, we're just not getting there yet. But I suggest that people be the difference everywhere you go, right? Because it was Thanksgiving yesterday, I guess, you know, and I saw Robert Pilot's post about, you know, Thanksgiving, because that's what and it was funny because earlier in the day, I went to get my cup of coffee and somebody said, Happy Thanksgiving. I go, yeah, that's the day the Europeans came over and started stealing all the land from Native Americans. So good to know that I was feeling natural and native, just like our good friend. And if you haven't listened to his show, 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, you're missing out. Highly entertaining, informative, and natural is what it is. But what do you do? It was a happy Thanksgiving for a lot of people. But for me, you know, just the holidays, I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. I think about all the other lonely people, because on those days, I feel lonely. You know, after you get divorced and you never get to spend another holiday with your children. And then, you know, your family gets older and many of them pass on. The legends leave, right? Who's to follow? Well, everybody's spread out now in America. I think it's more now today that way than it was, obviously, when we were younger. So it's good. That's called diversity. But it's also time and distance and time to count your blessings for what it's all about. I felt really fortunate. I mean, I'm driving down the road and I see this young man walking on the railroad tracks. And he's from Stoughton to Madison is where he's going, I assumed. And I'm like, hey, I turned around him. I'm like, that guy, no way, that's going to take him a long time. And doesn't matter if he's got a dinner to get to or not. I'm thinking that I'm just going to see if I can help him out. And he was really quiet. And I think he probably, I don't know if he was autistic or what, but he was very intrinsic and quiet. And I said, hey, you know, I'm going that way if you'd like a ride. Okay. So he gets in and I'm like, where do you want to go? Well, anywhere. And that's all he said the rest of the way. So I finally, he's like, well, can I go to South Madison? Sure. Get there and I asked him, can you use any money? No, I'm good. And then I said, okay, my name's Mike, you know, and he kind of smiled and shook my hand and away he went. And I was also fortunate to run into a guy that's been on the street for, 17 years? I've seen him a lot. I already knew his name. He keeps telling me his name as he's talking, you know, and he's, hey, man, do you think you could give me, like, you know, $5 or $10 for something to eat? He goes, I'm for real. And I said, I'm for real, too. And I gave him more than what he asked for. And he's like, oh, hey, what's your name? And so now I got a couple friends out there. They'll remember me. They'll trust me. In a time, in a place where it's just really kind of dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I had some people tell me, why would you pick somebody up like that?
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, as you were saying that story, I mean, that's
do you get the chills?
Well, no, but that's the world we live in now. It's people are really, it's hard to know what you're going to get. And it's also people are really untrustworthy of anyone that wants to offer them a hand because they think there's something else that goes along with that.
Well, I can always tell when somebody is when somebody's in need.
Yeah, you're good.
When somebody that's what Thanksgiving is supposed to be, people. It's about giving thanks for what you have because so many others have so much less. And on those days, those days are when we should be doing more good deeds than any. Swear to God, not sitting back, getting your ass all tired from eating too much and stuffing yourself and partying and drinking. So Thanksgiving, my mom and I picked up a couple to-go dinners from the fine folks that work so other people don't have to on those holidays. See what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
And
how many wild turkeys did you save?
I saw a whole bunch of them. right away when I was driving, I'm like, hey, there's some that aren't on a platter today. That's good. and I don't particularly like turkey that much anymore. We didn't have anything planned. Of course, my nephew Mike and his family are coming today. So when I leave here today, I already made everything last night. Now it's just getting it reheated. And no, it's not turkey this time, but
what you got? What's the big meal? What do you got?
Oh, I did like these pork tenderloins, seasoned them up and browned them. I cooked them a little past what they would do at the better restaurants because you're supposed to leave them a little pink.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But these tenderloins, I did not overcook them. They're not falling apart. And then let them cool, and then I just sliced them all up in like medallion size and then lay them back in the juice that it's natural juices.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I don't like when things are undercooked. I can't do it. I just can't do it, man. So I appreciate I like your method there. I would eat what you just made.
No better mashed potato than yellow potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't even need to put butter in, but I do. But they mash so easy, right? Oh, these are lumpy and good. Okay. Because I don't have a really good masher, and I was going to, I'm not going to whip them up. I don't need to do that. And then I roasted some Brussels sprouts and garlic cloves together, made a really nice Hawaiian stuffing. Is it made out of those Hawaiian rolls, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you got to have, you got to put chopped up little carrots into your stuffing for flavor and color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I usually use pineapple juice anyway, so I didn't have to do that this time. I think I've sold on this, right? Put in a little bit of wheat. And then what else did I do?
You said wheat? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wheat. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. So you're right about the mashed potatoes, though. You know, I feel like whipping is highly unnecessary. If you can mash them well, I mean, that's fine by me. I like a little bit of
dang it. There, I picked some good songs today, but I didn't play Whip It Good.
We can throw it in there.
Nah, you don't have to.
You sure? You might.
Yeah, I didn't whip it good. So, there's still a lot to whip in this world to get it back into the right line and order. Don't you say, hey, people, it's 844-967-2789 if you're bored or even if you're excited. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving. Oh, the gravy I made is not really gravy, right? I browned some scallions. Then I throw in these dried mushrooms, then pour in a quart of milk or whatever and soften all that up and don't boil it too much, right? Then start pouring that heavy cream in. Oh, you got to season with thyme and everything, too. And I'm telling you, it doesn't take that much gravy to appreciate it either. In fact, if you have too much, that's some heavy-duty stuff. But that's the way I like my stuff, okay? Nice and rich. And just a tablespoon, two. You don't need more than that, believe me. And then I also snagged some cinnamon babka, a couple loaves of the... Oh, dude, are those heavy? By the way, don't forget, let's do it early. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Jeff and Mari invited me over to their house for, Thanksgiving dinner and sit down. And he had two of his older brothers there and his niece, and she was funny as hell. And Mari, of course, and then their dogs. And I'm sorry, I had to leave a little too early, right? But you can, because I did that, you should all go to Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com, and just check, man, yeah. Because we're getting there, right? Music lessons, repairs, new guitars, reasonably priced, and gift certificates. And I think I got it all. Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Giving thanks means helping others. Okay, and it's based on not focused on materialism. Like so many of my classmates measure their success by the items that they have around them, their possessions. And, you know, I guess I've never really cared about that stuff. Not as much as a lot of other people. Yes, I, you know, there's been times in my life where money. Oh, yeah, I can't get enough money. And then I realized that money is the reason why everything's disappearing in front of me. Trees, marshes. Why are they going away? Because there's money being made. And it's all what it is. It really ticks me off. It's not being blind to other people's pain, like looking the other way. Or feel free to just say, hey, man, how's it going? And if they say hi, then if they, you know, you feel like giving somebody something, you say, hey, man, could you lose a little bit? And you'll see how surprised someone, why would you do that? And I go, what do you mean, man? Because you're human and so am I. I don't care about what other people think, say, or do. I care about what's happening with you. I'm doing okay. Having a lot is not the answer right now. In fact, you know, having less is more because it gives you more time to focus on what's really happening in front of you, man. Materialism is awful. You can't be unwilling to sacrifice for those people. I don't care if you know them. You'll get to know them. That's how, and then you make the world a safer place by doing that. No more hoarding and pillaging. No more disconnect from Earth and nature. We got a long way to go, or we don't. I'd like to make it longer for all, everybody's grandchildren. We'll be back for the second segment. Yeah, that's what I do. I tear the roof off it. And then you free yourself. And everybody else in the building. See what's going on. The simple solution to so much in the world is that if everybody just gave a little bit to the people that had less than them, we'd all end up with more. Oh, wow. What a thought that is, right? Human beings blowing it, man. On a daily basis. Hey, I see we've got Joanne in Madison. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you so much for having a live show.
Why wouldn't I? It's Saturday, man.
Oh, this is so great. Those descriptions of food and all that kind of made me hungry, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just a quick question about some of the lies that we were hearing about before the election was held. People were saying that the gas prices were going to go, they're going to go so high after the election that we're going to have $8 a gallon gas, and everything was going to be terrible, and the shelves are going to be empty. And here they're giving away, if you buy a ham, you can get a turkey for free or something over at Hy-Vee. And they say there's so much on the shelves that the people are concerned, the business people are concerned that they can't get rid of all this stuff. So, again, if we could convince people that a lot of the economic talk that we get is just lies. You know, it's just meant to dissuade us and to buy, you know, to buy our votes. We'd be better off, you know, for people to say, yeah, what gives, you know, what? Why did you say that gas prices were going to go up? And what were you trying to do with that? You know, how were you trying to persuade me one way or the other? So what do you think, do you think we're going to wake up, in other words, as a people, and not just buy all the nonsense, I almost used a bad word, all the nonsense. Yeah, I know. It's a radio.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks again. Yes. And you get excited today, Joanne, because Jason and I are doing a Christmas Eve show. What do you think of that? Huh? Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Is it a special, you mean?
I thought you said you had your show on.
Is it a special?
No.
Let's do a special, man.
You wanna?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I don't work that day. Should I just come in and do the 2 hours with you?
Yeah, we'll take over. We'll just take
over.
All right,
you heard it, folks. It's a Christmas Eve special.
We'll take over.
Yeah, local and then crazy.
I'm sure management will approve it if we just twist some arms or just show up and do it. I mean, you know, what are they going to do?
Hey, listen, Joanne was spot on about the, look, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, F them all, okay? Because those are capitalism holidays. Spend, 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 spend. Oh, no, it's supposed to be about giving, not spending. Now, if you want to buy a little and share it, that's like more like what I want to hear. It drives me nuts because I feel like sometimes I'm all alone. And for that, I feel blessed. When I feel like that and I look around and everybody else is just like oblivious to anything except to what they need to do today. And that's why some people freak out. You know, when I say that, you know, cancer made my life so much better because I had to just stop. I had to just stop and say, you know what? What I've been chasing all this time is just not cool. I don't want to be like everybody else. It's not natural, okay? Not for me, it isn't. It's just like winter or fall, going into winter. Man, that sun goes down, and so do I. I'm just... But it's supposed to be like that. Get some rest and get ready for spring. But actually, get ready for activism. More giving, right? Not taking, more giving. We got 3 minutes, so I got time to take Rick and Madison. Rick. Welcome.
Mike.
Yeah, man.
You are not alone, man.
I know that.
I am out here with thousands of other people hearing your voice. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you. And the very occasional times that you take calls from D-bags.
They don't last long, Rick. They don't last long.
Who are too tangent all over the place and cannot hold a single thought in mind. I appreciate you all the more. One quickie last thing. While I appreciate all of the listeners to civic media, I appreciate all the loyal callers to civic media. I wish that some of you would hang back a little bit and let others call in too. So,
hey, I hear you.
Love you, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
I'm with you, man. All right.
All right, and I love you right back because we're brothers, man. We're humans. It's so easy.
Also, I just want to point out real quick, all the callers are invited to Pizza Box. You talk about food on the air and what you're making. You have to invite all those people to your food gathering, Mike. You know that, right?
Look, I see the CJ sign got taken down. Was there like any charges for, you know, vagrancy?
I don't know. That should have been. I mean, been charged.
No, you know, we kind of take it with a grain of salt and, you know, sea salt, by the way, it's healthier to cook with that. But really? I mean, cowardice. That's what leads people to do that. You know, I did some trolling because watching the news just doesn't do it for me. I see we got Andy and we're almost going to break, right? So we'll pick Andy up on the other side here. But I turned it off. The news, all that. But we could cover some of that too in the second half of this fine show. I mean, there are some great things said by some really great people that are running for some really high offices, man. Yeah. You don't like it? If you're not feeling it, get the funk out. That's what they're saying. Don't get mad. It's get the funk out. I don't mean to be rude to you. I love what I feel. Man, I tell you, I smoked a stuff called Los Muertos. I've been walking around like a zombie ever since. Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't know it meant Day of the Dead, but cool, man. You know what else is cool? Going back to the air. And we got Andy out of Beaver Dam.
Well, nothing like a little Chaka Khan.
Right? Rufus, Chaka Khan, what the heck? Oh, you can't separate Rufus them.
Famous, man. Yeah, it's all great. I'm every woman and all, but post-Thanksgiving, the thing about you...
And that's okay today, Andy. You know, being... Right. If you're every woman, I'm very supportive of you.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I love women. I mean,
sure.
Believe it, you know.
Couldn't live here without them.
But I love them. Yeah, you can't live without them.
Well, I couldn't have been born without them.
Well, that's right. We wouldn't be here. So, you know, yeah. Take two. But post-Thanksgiving, I just want to say how you're really genuine, like Joanne says. You're live today. And, you know, it's just, you know, you really, you got a great following. And, you know, it's something to reflect on that, you know, that you've got an audience out there. Yeah, that'd be nice if more people would call and stuff like that. But, you know, people are on their busy way, you know, got to go out and get those Christmas gifts and, you know, spend the money. And
they
got
to live, man. Yeah, they got to, you know, they got life to live, and I get that. I get it.
It's 50 degrees out today. I mean, you know, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, like Wisco Paul from Poinette and all the people, you name it, you know, they're just, they really, really support you. And I think that's what you got to keep in mind when you sometimes come into the studio and say, oh, God, I wish I could just take a day off or something. But
never. I never. I only do it one day, Andy. I love it, man.
That's right. Well, yeah, you only have to pound it. You know, the rest of the week you can... You know, be with your mom or whatever, and
well, I don't think she wants me to be with her that much.
That's true. She probably wishes you were doing it every day,
right?
Radio show every day.
Not every day, Mom. No, really. You know, we got to give Mom a break once in a
while. Oh, I would think so. She's done 85 years of it for, you know, and 61 for me. So yeah,
she had enough of that wild son, 60-something son with. The long hair and all that good stuff, and
getting wilder.
One of these days we're gonna get to meet you somewhere. We'll run into you and we'll have to. Tip
well, you can do it on Facebook.
Well, yeah,
live right now on Facebook.
Or how about Elon Musk and Twitter? You know, whatever.
Oh, I might have him on as a guest someday. Say, hey, man, is there anything I can do for you? You know, I think you're a jerk, but I feel bad for you because I'm human.
Yeah, we feel sorry for you.
Not yet.
No. All right, man. Well,
yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Today. You bet.
All right, cool. Let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa. Mary, thanks for calling.
Hi, Pizza Box. I really appreciate your Thanksgiving message. It rings true for a lot of us. Yesterday, I put a message out there on social media that I hope on Black Friday and Giving Tuesday coming up that people are going to be putting our planet first on their gift list because it's in need of a lot of care and loving. And then thanks for introducing me to Native Roots. You know, it really humbles me to know that despite the travesty done to them, that they're here to guide us through climate change and global warming. Thanks for your advocacy.
Oh, wonderful, Mary. And yes, I have enjoyed listening and meeting, you know, the whole cast that he has because he was here doing a show in Madison. And it was like we just instant connect, right? Me, of course, making fun of white people and them laughing with me. Okay, because it's like, I mean, the truth is fun to laugh at, especially when other people are trying not to be truthful about it. And that, you know, Thanksgiving just, you know, I'll tell you what I celebrate. I like Halloween. And I like startling people so that they drop their candy and I can take it home with me. I'm just kidding. But I do like that holiday better because it's not about religion and it is about fun. And I'll tell you what, that's probably the one holiday that everybody doesn't care what political party they're in. except for CJ wearing a Trump mask downtown to the Great Dane and costing a guy his, you know, livelihood for a while, but he's doing better now because he's selling cars, dude. How do you like that one?
Nice.
Always giving a plug for somebody just in case they're listening.
Look, man, I think what Mary brings up and what you're talking about, and if you listen to Native Roots and any of this stuff, or even if you just have spent any sort of time getting to know any of the Native American people in our state, in our community, in our country. I mean,
listen,
the history is crazy.
Listen, I got to tell you, I find that there's like every culture that's not white, I'm easily able to share humor with them more than I can with white people,
yeah, well,
right?
Look, white people should be made fun of a lot more than we are. But what I'm getting at is here...
Should be embarrassed for how white our asses really are.
Yeah, yeah. But Native American people, like, in general, are just... they got it right, man. And they should be lifted up. Like, Native Roots, that should be everywhere. Like, they should have the biggest platform, and they could set an example to show us how to fix the majority of our problems.
In Minnesota, they are. They're buying land back. Not buying. They're taking back land that was stolen from them. Courts that are true and just. See, and it's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Because it didn't start here in Wisconsin. It ended here. All right? And now it's time for us to get it back going again. And I just can't wait till January when they start another session of legislation, because I just feel so inspired to be there and to irritate them with truth and justice. And
are you going to get a shirt that has like a warning label on it that just says,
I got the
irritant.
Facebook jail one.
You could have like irritant on there and then like a warning little description of how you may cause irritation.
I got devil horns on because I know CJ, he likes to brag about how many devil t-shirts he has. I got every one that you have too, you jag. And I didn't have to make a fool of myself to get one. In fact, just the opposite. Because, you know, I'm no fool. most people would say. But look, and then I turn... the stuff's over, man. Even though we're having a dinner today, I got it all done and everything. So I turn back... I turned the TV back on. But first of all, I enjoyed the Wisconsin Badgers throughout that tournament. And when you now find out that the guy got off with a Kevin Durant 3, his toe was on the line, the one to tie the game and send it into overtime.
Yeah.
Both times at the end of overtime and at the end of regulation, the shot that they had to take was, you know, 25 feet and not online. And it bounced their way both times. It's just sad. The shortest guy on the floor jumps up as it's in the air and contorts himself to put it. It was a nice play by that kid, for sure. But it shouldn't even happen. Who knows? I enjoyed that. And then I enjoyed watching women's volleyball with my mom. SWAT Nebraska for the 10th time in a row in four sets. Not that it wasn't competitive. It was. But it's just cool to see programs that it's not just about winning, it's about who you're winning with and the type of people that you have, the character of people. And that's why, I got to say, the Badgers basketball team, you've picked them to finish ninth this year? Oh, they really lost, you know, they lost to number three Kansas that won it all last year. By the way, Duke has only lost once this year to Kansas, right? And then, we watched... Tennessee beat USC in overtime, and then the Badgers beat USC without overtime, although it was very close and down to the end again. Very competitive, fun, and outside of the coaches making all kinds of money, I don't feel like that it's all about money, right? But unfortunately, when it comes to academics and sports, sports takes precedence, right? Precedent, I should say.
Well, there's so much money in that stuff. Yeah, it's hard to get away from it.
Yeah, well, so I turn on the TV and I'm like, oh, wow, we get to experience McCarthyism in D.C. again. Not just in Wisconsin with Ron Johnson trying to be McCarthyism from Wisconsin way back when. Oh, my God. Please don't repeat history, people. Not the worst parts. Let's make America great for the first time because everybody's welcome. And all the clowns that have stopped it from being welcome, you can be deported now. I mean, wouldn't it be fair? They're always the ones complaining. Look at these guys. Oh, my God. So Anyway, you got McCarthyism, which is absolute division. Not like they were talking about, well, you know, we got to end the divisiveness. You guys wrote the book on it. I mean, out of the blueprints right here in Wisconsin, right? You know, how to end democracy and divide people up. Because democracy is about what, like, L.A. Tom says, which is, we the people. And we still have that. But not enough of us are quite ready to go for that. Ugh. Okay, so what else are they going to do? Yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to oust Democrats from committees. People with great policy ideas, good human beings. But they're not white, they're not men, and even if they are, they're Democrats, right? Jesus, you guys are twerped, right? Oh, now, hey, we're going to do investigations. And really, after Trump and what you know, you guys are fascists. So, you know, people that make comments that negative, you know, calling, oh my God, it called Biden, you know, the guy in the office, a fascist ruined the country. And I'm like, dude, McCarthy's the fascist, and so are all the Republicans. Crickets? I hope so, because that's just ignorance. How can you say something stupid like that? Again, it isn't about being a Biden supporter. It's about understanding that, oh my God, the Republicans are insane. Now, I'd known that for a long time, and I think that my separation at an early age was because of that materialism and things like that. And truth of it is, I learned how to make a lot of money early. Picking night crawlers, you might laugh, but B&M Bates for Bob and Mike, because he's older. But I did all the business stuff, and my dad would get us up. May have heard this story. Made a lot of money. Could have bought land. But I was buying now and laters, sunflower seeds, sharing it and wasting it with friends. Going to the fair and stuff. Well, at least my mom and dad didn't have to fork it up, right? What else is happening? Hey, did you see Herschel's big mistake?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Herschel, he said this is like the most important erection ever. So Herschel's erection was out there, and it was Kemp and Miss Lindsay were with him, you know, campaigning for him. And I swear to God, Lindsay blushed. He got pink.
I thought you were talking about, like, didn't he list Texas as his primary residence or something?
Yeah, well, that too. But that doesn't matter. That's what legislators do. They look at half the people that in Wisconsin and ones that served and left, they're serving in different states. It's all about, you know, access and privilege and above the law.
Yeah.
And but the Pompeo had the best, man. You should look up the picture of the teachers union chief, you know. Not elderly, but an older woman who looks friendly and educated. He says, she's the most dangerous person in the world. Oh, that coming from the guy that was topping his class at West Point?
Wow.
You militant freak. And you're a toad and a coward, and you had to do something to, something unnatural. Yeah? To lose all that weight and get yourself ready to run for president, right? Not a chance, dude. You already got two Nazis out there. They're not going to, yeah. But, you know, I also, the lies that we heard, you know, Joanne, I think, mentioned, all these guys in Wisconsin talking about, oh, yeah, well we want to put money into broadband and education. This very stuff you cut for 10, 12 years, whatever it was under Walker and everybody, and continue to. That's it, folks. The end of Outside the Pizza Box this week, right? Oh, we got a little time, so I can say 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. In Madison, and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. Caw-caw. And so next week, we'll try and implement even more of the communities that are hearing us out there, because it's important to us, because that's what it's about, right? Sharing, caring, and daring as well. Apparently, it's not safe to think progressive in this world, but I have no issues with it. We'll see you next week.
Crazy.
Soul Searching. Yeah, average weight band. Oh, I'd say better than average weight band.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I know you're trying to skip out on your last segment.
I know.
Here,
sorry about
here.
That. But now I'm not going to do all those ridiculous repeat of all that stuff. I will tell you that I haven't been around much this week. I drove and drove. Drove to see my friend twice, right? And my youngest female cat was just not, you know, happy with me not paying total attention to her, knocking stuff off the table, scratching on the door while I'm doing dinner from downstairs. Makes me feel special when I know somebody loves me that much that they're willing to sit there for it went on for too long. I kept going, Dora, knock it off, knock it off. And then I opened the door. We let her come up for a little while and roll around because she is kind of a cutie, but she has claws. And the upstairs is my mom's. So I do see that we've got Nick. Nick from Madison. Happy holiday.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm really feeling pretty good. Although I tried to leave early just now, I guess, to go back and train.
Well, you're trying to get to that food.
Trying to get the dinner ready.
Yeah, all that food you got going.
Sorry to keep you here. Yeah, but just want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, thanks taking, though. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. I like Robert Pilot's version. Thanks taking.
I've heard that, you know. You want to talk about that? We can talk about that. But what I wanted to talk about was basically, what I think is that people on either side of whatever, you can't look at people who disagree with you as enemies, as people who are evil.
Well, not only when they are, and you're right. What, you know, we know the difference, right? This is kind of, Nick, I agree with you because I think it's just down to pure and simple good and evil. That's all there is to it. And if you don't think it's on both sides, you know, good and evil, and I will say that at the Republican level, it's like, you know, the alarms go off. That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, my opinion is that I think that if you think that there should be small government, that doesn't make you an evil person. But the thing is, when you look at someone who disagrees with you as evil, all of a sudden, you don't have to think about counter-arguments. I mean, they're evil. They're just evil people. So to hell with them. So you're not convincing people. You're just yelling at people. I don't like that. I don't like the way this, the way the discourse in our country has become.
Well.
Make sense?
Yeah, well, hey, listen. I know where it's coming from, too. And I know that just sitting back and not responding at all. Now, I'm not one. You've never heard me say that we should try and resolve this through any sort of conflict of violence or anything like that. But I mean, this criminal behavior. And by the way, you know, making government smaller is that part I don't agree with because we the people are the government, and in fact, that's what they have done. They've made us smaller to where what we really want, as whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or you're a Pizza Box Mike, because I'm neither. Yeah, you know, how can you argue with this? You know,
I think you might be misinterpreting what I'm saying because. When I say small government, I mean...
No, you should mean local government, local control. And the Republicans legislated that away from us in Wisconsin. It is clearly, you know, they'll be more than happy to say that we would like to even take over elections from the duties of the Secretary of State, which is why, you know, that's why she ran against him.
What I was saying is that basically, you know, the government exists to protect our liberties and to make sure we can all live our lives. As long as we're not hurting anyone, live your life. That's what I mean.
No, I agree. And hold on. Yeah. I only got a couple minutes left. So I'm going to go to the last call, but I appreciate it, Nick, and call anytime especially if we have more time to discuss it. Cause I will, you know, I'll give you that option because they don't
Absolutely.
Look at you as
I appreciate
evil.
You, Mike.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Talk to you later. But no, look, when legislation is evil, it's evil. And I've watched way too much of it. Okay, evil towards nature, evil towards teachers, evil towards children, evil towards people that are lesbian, bi, gay, trans, gender, queer, all of it. Why? You know, there's absolutely no reason. There's more than enough space here. And the only people that are violent are the people that are perpetrating all this nonsense against people that are different than them. But I got to go to Betsy real quick. Oh, what happened here? Oh, are you on? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Pizza Box, for today. You've really brought me out of the thanks-taking blues. But it still is a lot to be grateful for, and I'm grateful for you, Pizza Box, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Also grateful for all Civic Radio and everything. And buy local. Damn right. All right, you guys have a good weekend, what's ever left. Thanks again so much for all you do.
Yes, and thank you, and I appreciate it. Everybody had nice things to say about me today, but it's only because I feel the way other people feel. I'm not the only one. Just like Rick said, there's so many of us out there that really want to live peaceably, okay? And we really do want, you know, clean water and clean air and access to education for all our children and grandchildren and everybody's.
Yeah, look, man.
It's not like when you're against Republican legislation, you're against their children. Damn it, we're fighting for their children, right?
Yeah, but, you know, when you vilify teachers... when you vilify poll workers?
Yes.
Like, come on, man.
Public servants that don't work for money, you know, like legislators. Robin Voss, look, we got a caller. I'm going to just go to it real quick and hope that it's Karina.
Hi. I know you have a very little time left, but, you know, I enjoy listening to you guys on Saturdays because you guys kind of put it all in a perspective. In a funny but very sarcastic way. I appreciate that. And, you know, I wanted to agree and say that for me, the most important and most interesting phenomena is that the people who believe or vote or think that if they're going for Republicans and for some reason they're going to become rich just because they voting for you say a rich a party. You see, I'm a foreigner, and it's very sad to move from one country to another and drop your culture, language, family, friends, everything, and come for a better future, and see that there is a mass amount of chauvinism, Nazism, stuck on stupid anger. Hungry
awesome.
For money, hungry for power. And
we're ending the show that way, Karina. We ran out of time, and I wasn't going to stop you because that's spot on, man. See you next week.